Abraham's sad mistake. In Egypt, Abraham gave evidence that he was not free from human weakness. Sarah was fair to look upon, and he doubted not that the Egyptians would covet the beautiful stranger and slay her husband. He reasoned that he was not guilty of falsehood in representing Sarah as his sister, for she was the daughter of his father, though not of his mother. But this was deception. Through Abraham's lack of faith, Sarah was placed in great peril. The king of Egypt caused her to be taken to his palace, intending to make her his wife. But the Lord, in his great mercy, protected Sarah by sending judgment upon the royal household. By this means the monarch learned the deception practiced upon him. He reproved Abraham, saying, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why saidst thou, She is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore behold thy wife, take her, and go thy way." Pharaoh's dismissal of Abraham was kind and generous, but he bade him leave Egypt. He had ignorantly been about to do him a serious injury, but God had saved the monarch from committing so great a sin. Pharaoh saw in this stranger a man whom God honored. Should Abraham remain in Egypt, his increasing wealth and honor would likely excite the envy or covetousness of the Egyptians, and some injury might be done him which might again bring judgments upon the royal house. The matter could not be kept secret, and it was seen that the God whom Abraham worshipped would protect his servant and that any injury done him would be avenged. It is a dangerous thing to wrong one of the children of the King of Heaven. The psalmist says that God reproved kings for their sakes, saying, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm."